Wow, wonderful. Welcome. We are here to shine our light, and we are absolutely in joy to be doing that. So I'm here to invite you to continue with us to participate today in this wonderful celebration of life, where we are recognizing everyone here as an important and divine expression and experience of life. We look at you for who you are in spirit. We see way beyond the outer descriptions and the outer, not that those aren't important, because they are. Who you are in the world is important. And whatever your ethnicity or your place in life or your stance on life, that matters. But what matters as well is that we know in all of that, you're a divine expression of an infinite intelligence and universal presence every moment of every day and right here and right now. So today we're here to celebrate that. We invite you to take a look at our website. We invite you to take a look at all of the things that are going to be coming up and going on. I'll save those announcements for later. But I want you to know this is a place where folks of like mind gather. We gather from all over the world, all over the country, and we gather with ease and grace and joy, knowing that we can do that from our own living rooms. What a wonderful world that we can do this way. It's pretty amazing. So thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for participating. Thank you for your contributions, which we'll talk about later. I'm not sure why I'm winding into that, but that's okay. I'm just really excited that we're all here and that we're having this experience together. So who we are is partly described by what we believe. And you'll find that on the screen. And also, well, I started saying your program, but no, on the screen. I will read it to you, and you may feel free to please to read along with me. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I think about that for a minute. Yes, it does. Okay. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. One of the wonderful things about being part of a Center for Spiritual Living is that we have a whole group of people who have been through our courses, who have learned to live their life in a very different kind of way than most of the world. And in doing so, they have become certified and licensed to assist you and to assist not only to continue that work for themselves, but to assist you in prayer work and in knowing a greater expression and experience of who you are. So anytime you run into to barriers, or you run into things that just have you stumped and you lose your center, or you don't have a sense of peace that you would like to have, working with a practitioner is a great way to find that and to restore it. Today we have one of our co-leaders of the practitioners who will be sharing with us some words and a treatment, Doug Moody. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you this morning. I think it's easy to understand and see that we live in a time of unprecedented challenges in our healthcare and well-being, our economy, our livelihoods, our jobs. There's so much going on the planet right now: climate change, huge issues, technology controlling its development and how we use it. All of these things remind us of an important question. Who are we? Never in my lifetime have so many real issues come to a head, causing us to really focus on this question. It's beyond the who am I, which is focused on each and one of us understanding our own strengths and talents that we bring to the table. That's a whole other topic. But who are we collectively as a whole? How do we as individuals fit into this world and reconcile our place and our role and function and all of this that's swirling around us as a family? as a community, a spiritual congregation, even as a nation, our country is grappling with a very defining time in its history. It was the great American statesman, Patrick Henry, who in 1799 said, "United we stand, divided we fall." Have we forgotten that? And it goes back to that whole sense of unity, because even our founding fathers recognized very early on that we are greater together than we are separated, divided, and individually. Knowing that comes with great responsibility. There seems to be a popularized focus, even in the world, on division and differences, instead of what we all share collectively and how we can rise together in humanity. And I think it goes back to the very, very bits and pieces, you know, in this teaching, we learn to think scientifically. We base things on scientific logic, on knowledge. And it reminds me of going back to just the very basic structure of everything and all there is, which is the atom. I'm not a scientist. I respect the scientists. It's kind of out of my league and beyond my way of thinking, but I can certainly appreciate the work, the huge body of work that continues to evolve in scientific fields. But even Ernest Holmes, our founding thought and founding guide in his teaching, said that energy is the essence of atoms, and atoms are the building blocks of every physical thing. That which creates is the same as the effect. So it's especially during times like now that I'm so grateful for this science of mind teaching. As mental scientists, we know that we are each individualized expressions of God at work on the planet, perfect and evolving in our understanding and expression of truth. Each and every one of these expressions is vital for the success of humanity and our planet. Not some, but all. That is why our teaching's core values include unity. With the one mind, an infinite creator, and each other. Can our bodies, hearts, and lungs, digestive systems, immune systems, function effectively at all without the direction of our brain, without the direction of our mind? And we also know that when our thoughts, words, and actions are backed with love, compassion, mutual respect, and inclusiveness, there is nothing that we cannot accomplish together. Nothing and no one is separate from each being, even when it is tempting to think of it as so. We see connection over and over in nature. It is the individual and different trees that make a forest. Do not different rocks and stones and boulders and elements and earth amassed together create the mountains? The Japanese philosopher Rinosuke Satoru said, "Individually, we are one drop of water. Together, we are an ocean." I say it's time we remember this unity, that we are all connected by an infinite power for good, and that we are no better until the very worst being among us is better and stronger too. And if all of that kind of scares you, just remember, we've got a great core group of practitioners in our center to help you. Reach out to us. We're here for you. And I'm going to leave with the last thought, that sometimes that can all seem overwhelming, but just remember, just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, it became a butterfly. So thank you. And now I'm going to ask you to join with me in affirmative prayer. I'm going to say this in the first person and ask you to accept that which resonates with you. Just get relaxed in your chairs, uncross your limbs and legs and arms, and Take a deep breath and just know this together with me. There's only one power, one divine intelligence, one cosmic something that is operating throughout this universe and operating through me and each right now and every second of every day. And I am one with this infinite creator as each person present is, because it is always within me and each. All we have to do is recognize it and call it forth. And in doing so, we are one with this infinite creator. We are one with all creation. We are one in unity. And because of that, we are stronger and we are better. And today I claim divine understanding, divine wisdom, divine courage, divine love, and peace. That all are one, that all are equally valued and loved. And together we are creating a better world every second of every day. It starts with me and it starts with each in our thoughts, our intentions, our words, our actions. Together we think, speak, and take action to make this world a better and more loving place and experience for each and every soul on this planet. And in doing so, we discover and live our evolving truth. I am grateful for this understanding, for this knowledge, for this divine power and presence within me and each that's guiding me, reminding me and each exactly of who we are, and guiding us knowing that together we are stronger. I am grateful for this center and this teaching. And I know that my word and my thoughts and my actions add to the collective whole, making the world a better place. I release these words into the universal law, knowing it is done. I simply let it be so. And together we say, and so it is. Thank you.
Together. What a great idea. So the title for today's talk is Who Am I? Now, you probably have an answer for that. I know I did, and I still do, and it has changed radically over my life. One of the things I love about this teaching, and one of the reasons I joined up and stayed with it and continue to be in it, is the idea that I got about who we are. Because when I first heard it and first began to grasp it, I heard things like, you're an individual expression of the divine. You are connected intimately in a field of oneness with all people. I went, wow. You know, if the whole world understood that, we might be in a very different situation today. I heard that our true nature is freedom, and there's an intelligence in the universe that has a way of coordinating that individual freedom into a universal whole that does not stop freedom for anyone, and at the same time supports our individual freedom and allows us then to be together. I was fascinated with that idea. I still am. I also heard my first teacher say quite often, if you don't know something, there's something within you that knows. If you don't know what to do, there's something within you that knows. You just have to put a demand on that something within you so that you call it forth with a question, with a request, with a belief, with an affirmation. I also heard if I make a mistake, I can fix it quick. I can simply change my mind about something and I can be different. I came to this teaching having been a minister in another organization for quite a long time. And in that ministry, I had been in some pretty difficult places. I worked in Harlem right after the Harlem riots. I worked in Miami during the Miami riots. I worked in other places and spaces around the country, mostly. All of them challenged, but all of them with the idea that there's something better to know. And for a long time, I believed that what that knowing was that you needed to be redeemed. You needed to be pulled out of the darkness into the light. And then I got to these rooms and discovered, oh, wait, we're all already in the light. What we need to do is discover, how do we live that way? How do we experience it? How do we know it? Regardless of who we are and where we come from. I am the light. You are the light. I remember and often have heard it quoted, and have quoted it myself, the great teacher Jesus, who said, it's done unto you as you believe. Not because you believe, or when you believe, or after you believe long enough, or when you sign on the dotted line, but as you believe, as you are believing it, it is happening for you. I'd only been in the teaching a while when I first heard about this great thing that was happening on the West Coast called a Silomar, where you could get the cheapest possible beachfront vacation at that time. Now it's not quite the same, but in those days, for a week, surrounded by great people who think like I do, and hear speakers and talks and all of these things happening that would bring so much joy and freedom. And I thought, wow, that sounds wonderful, but I could never make it to California. That cost money. I could never do that. My mind, my worldview at that time was very narrow and very small. But I kept ringing in my ears, it's done unto you as you believe. So I began to believe it. I began to affirm it. I began to say, there's a way for me to do this without giving up paying my other bills and without really giving up anything. And 6 months later, I was at a Silomar because everything began to change for me. Income, attitude, whatever. In fact, I spent two whole weeks there. The first week in San Francisco for the first time. Part of that next week the end of that week, traveling down the coast, the beautiful coastal highway in a convertible, rented convertible, and then went on in and had a great week at a Silomar. Never would have imagined when I walked in the doors of this teaching that I could live like that. Since then, I've been all over the world and done all kinds of things, and I'm very grateful. But my point is, it happened because I changed what I believe. But here's the kicker. In the Science of Mind textbook at the very beginning, and also in this thing called You, Ernest Holmes says, with all of that being true for us, why then are we still lonely, afraid, and sick? And why are so many people in the world in that condition? And that's been the task or the vision or the mission of the Science of Mind since then, of this teaching, to awaken the world to its spiritual magnificence, to this idea of who we are, and create a world that can work for everyone in the best possible way. Not in some resigned way of putting up with things. Why is there so much pain? See, the interesting thing about the infinite mind and our individual expression of it is we are not automatons. We are not walking robots of that energy and that power. Instead, because freedom is our nature, we are set free to discover that for ourselves and to discover it in our own way so that we discover what is our individual gift, our individual way of being in such a way that we can bring that forward in our lives, which means there's been a lot of chaos and a lot of hurt in all directions. See, we're not just one single self. There is much more to us than a single self. There's more to us than what shows up. There's more to us than even this version we talk about so beautifully. This version that is is the divine expressing, that is at peace, that is at joy. But we have a lot of other stuff we're carrying around. Or I do, maybe you don't, but I do, and most people I know do. So I'm guessing you do too. And there was an ancient Veda, which the Veda traditions predate even Hinduism. So more than 3,000 years old, which said that the life that we live in is like being a carriage, horse-drawn carriage. And all of us we each individually make up that carriage and we move through life. We're drawn through life. And as we do, one of the ways to understand that is the carriage can be seen and known and understood as parts of who we are. So I want to share a screen with you while I chat about this for a minute. Uh-oh, my screen's disappeared. I need to get back to it. So I can share. Thank you. Because this idea, I'm not going to spend too much time on the picture, but it's really important, I think, that we get an idea that our struggle, perhaps our whole reason that we are caught up in this, oh dear, can you see that? Hang on, where did it go? I'm having trouble this morning with my mouse. The joys of, okay, here we go. There it is. So you can see this is a much more recent drawing example of that ancient Vedic tradition that says that we move through life not as a single solitary thing, but as a growing expression of life. We move, you can see all the different parts here, but we are made up of a divine spiritual being in our inner self that is where we know and understand that we are at peace, we are in harmony, we are protected, we are prosperous, we are all those wonderful things. And it's right here. And intuitively, it is sending messages to our mind. And our minds are controlling our emotions. Or at least life works better when they are. When our emotions run away with us, that happens to me sometimes, the mind kind of doesn't have a chance to hold things together, and this whole trip can become a real problem. Now, the coach is our bodies, our physical bodies. And so within that, we have the spiritual being, and we have the mind, and we have all of this. Now, you notice there's this little gray character back here. Now, this is deliberately drawn in kind of childlike pictures in order for us to kind of tap into that feeling part of ourselves. And we got some passengers. I have a passenger that gets very irate when someone does not play fair, according to my idea of fair. And that passenger can stomp around and make up stories and do all kinds of things within myself that are not useful or helpful, period, to me or to anyone else. And what happens, as long as that passenger is at work in there, it's going to, rather than influence the direction necessarily, it's going to invite along the way some distractions. If I am believing that there are people in the world who don't treat the rest of us fairly, then by George, they're going to show up in my life loud and clear, because they are an absolute reflection of the passenger within me. You may have another passenger that says, I'm poor, I've always been poor, I can never make money, I can't expect to make money because that's what life has given me. And that passenger is going to show up as well out there in the world. But see, this is the path to everywhere, which is unending, because our lives are unending. And what is beautiful and important about this is that it absolutely gives us a picture and a way to understand the truth of who we are, and perhaps know and forgive ourselves somewhat for who we are. for what we think we are or what we think we should be. One of the misunderstandings of this teaching is that we're always supposed to be positive and on top of things and happy and joyous and everything should be perfect all the time. And if it's not, you shouldn't show up and admit it to anybody. Not so. Not so for me, not so for you, not so, period. Because the truth is, we are this collection, conglomerate, and you have all these passengers. Now, over time, as you do your healing work, as you do your affirmations, as you do all of the things we teach here, those passengers become less influential and eventually disappear. And where they disappear to is into the very being of spirit itself. We don't get rid of them by fighting them, unfortunately, or fortunately, actually. We get rid of them, they disappear by loving them, by forgiving ourselves for carrying these other ideas and these other things, for forgiving ourselves, for forgetting who we are. We are that divine being, that person with such power and such freedom and such love and such ability. Doesn't help to beat ourselves up for it or to be shamed by it or any of that. Instead, the opportunity in that is to grow. Now, I have another diagram, but we'll save it for another time because it shows how growth goes through one stage to the next stage to the next stage as that carriage continues through life. And as it does, we move from believing in a world where things are done to me, moving into a world where I believe things, where I am doing things, spirit through me is, or as me is doing certain things, into another world that says, it is done as me. I don't have to do it by myself, and it is as me. Therefore, I do it with other people. And finally, the idea of complete as me, where you don't do anything to grow. You simply realize that you are a divine expression and you live accordingly. A few people have gotten there, Jesus, Gandhi, perhaps some others. Most of us are just kind of bouncing toward that at times, in and out of it, which is fine. Yeah. See, we are all about healing. Healing not because things are broken, but healing in terms of learning to love ourselves more fully, to set ourselves more free to express and to be. Our life journey in that carriage, as that carriage, is into the full expression of spirit as us. Let me share a couple of words with you from Ernest Holmes. Ernest Holmes speaks of the way. It is the law of my life that wherever I go, the way shall be prepared for me. You notice that road was there, period. Made immediate, perfect, plain, straight, and easy. I am compelled to see and understand every opportunity that presents itself, to operate upon it intelligently. I am compelled to take any physical action necessary to the manifestation of this word. This comes from this thing called You, my favorite book. I read it continually, repeatedly, year after year. It never gets old. There's always something new in it for me. You see, when we're clear about getting on that path, being on that path, then we truly are free. And we're free to operate accordingly. He says this about freedom. I am a free soul. I am completely, positively, and eternally free. I am free from doubt, fear, or unhappiness, today and forever. Now, if any part of that isn't true for you, then you got some passengers to deal with. You may have a passenger that's scared to death about the virus that we're living through right now, or the other social turmoil in our culture. We look at how people are treating each other horribly, in so many cases. It's almost like the whole world is in adolescence. Remember that when you were about 13, 14, and everybody was stupid but you? And when that was true, you didn't want to hear about oneness or how you were like your parents or anyone else. You weren't possibly that. But you had to go through that to get to that point of recognizing that you could be one with others without giving up your individuality. You could join the family again without giving up who you are individually. That's where we are. We're in this radical adolescence, and we're doing awful things to one another. But for individuals like us, people who want to know better, there are so many tools available, so many ways to get to a deeper peace and a place of peace. I want to put a plug into the class I'm starting and teaching. Starts this Wednesday and Thursday, Wednesday night or Thursday morning. I have 3 people signed up right now. This is a class where you can bring all of that stuff that's going on in you, whether you want to talk out loud about it or not, that'll be up to you, and begin to get some tools to change it, to be free of it, to move more and more into a place of living out of that spiritual being that's at the center of your carriage, that's in the center of your being, not your passengers, not what the world says, none of that, but who you truly are. And we're charging $60 for 4 weeks. It's a deal. If you don't want to pay the $60, you can't pay the $60, email me. We'll work something out. You can pay in kindness and love if you want to, because it's important to me that this class get out to as many people as possible, because the world needs it right now. And it's not a class about sitting and learning things in your head. It is about a class in personal growth and personal transformation. And then we're going to follow that in September and October with another series called The Mental Equivalence, and really digging into this book that I just talked about. So think about that, whether you can do that or want to do that. It's 2 hours a week. Won't cost you a whole lot in time. Probably waste that much time on television if you're like me. So consider, and I'm plugging this not because I'm trying to make money off the class or any of that, but because I think it's important and valuable to the human race that we can awaken to what we really are and who we really are. And the more people who get it, the sooner we reach that critical mass that will affect the whole world. We have in many ways already reached it, which is why we're in the adolescent period that we're in right now. Why those who were hidden are now not hidden. As frustrating as you may be about whatever side of the world you're, whichever side of all that discussion you might be on, or whether you're right in the middle. But critical mass of knowing who we are. We are divine expressions of an infinite intelligence, a universal presence, a love beyond measure. Now, and always, and we always have been, regardless of how hidden that might have seemed to be. I'm going to close with Ernest's words. Ernest Holmes, the founder of our teaching. Humanity is made up of innumerable individuals, no two alike, and yet society is a composite whole, moving gradually towards some ultimate goal. What could this goal be other than that everyone, while remaining individual, shall find a more complete expression in and among all other individuals? This has been the dream of the ages, that the lion shall lie down with the lamb, the little child shall lead them. And Jesus said, that they may be one, even as we are one. And so it is. I invite you to join me in a few moments of quiet, of meditation. A nice deep breath. Just let all of this, or whatever part of it has moved you, soak in. Let your mind go quiet. Know that whatever is important to remember, you'll remember. Whatever isn't for you, you won't, and that's okay. That's as it should be. And so I go within with quiet, stepping away from all of the noise around me and all of the thoughts and words. I turn to the place and the source of my greatest truth and my greatest strength, that within direction. It is within that wisdom lives, that infinite love lives, that infinite peace lives. More words from Ernest. You belong to the universe in which you live. You are one with the creative genius back of this vast array of ceaseless motion, this original flow of life. You are as much a part of it as the sun, the earth, and the air. There is something in you telling you this, like a voice echoing from some mountaintop of inward vision, like a light whose origin no man has seen, like an impulse welling up from an invisible source. Your soul belongs to the universe. Your mind is an outlet through which the creative intelligence of the universe seeks fulfillment. You are the starting point. Knowing this, I breathe in and breathe deep and recognize within me that divine spirit, that character in the center of my carriage that has the capacity to love all parts of me. I need apologize for none of who I am, none of my characters, none of my passengers, for all of them are here to teach me and to help me learn and grow. I love them. I allow them to dissolve into the oneness of all that is. I do this with ease, with grace, with beauty. For I have within me ease and grace and beauty. Since I can see those things in the world around me, I must have it within me, or I couldn't see them. And so I know at this moment, in this moment forward, I am a divine expression of an infinite intelligence, an infinite presence, an infinite love. And I fill my thoughts each day with that awareness. I laugh at myself when I think otherwise. And I think, there you go again. And I release that now, recognizing not shame and guilt or whatever, but just simply letting it go back to nothingness, because that's what it is. As I return again and again to the awareness of who I really am, and I find the more I do that, the more my actions in the world reflect it. And the more I can recognize and see that beauty and that power and that centeredness in other people. And knowing this is the truth for me today, I can release this treatment now, letting it go, letting it be my truth. And so it is. Okay, deep breath, everyone, as we move into our time for announcements and a word from a board member in this case. David Gibbs will share with us some good ideas. Thank you.
Thank you, Rev. Good morning, everyone. As Rev said, my name is David Gibbs. I'm a member of your Board of Trustees. And as many of you know, while we've been meeting online, we invite you to continue to contribute to this effort. You have several options. They include our website, PayPal, or good old snail mail, sending a check to CSL Midtown, P.O. Box 14303, Atlanta, Georgia 30324. There's also a link in the chat at the bottom of this particular page. Your generous contributions really do help us expand our reach to a wider audience and a broader group of people to bring this message of peace, freedom, and health in this challenging time. Thank you all, and all of you who give so freely of your time, talent, and treasure. And now we ask that you join me in reading the affirmation for prosperity, which should appear on your screen. And even though you're on mute, sometimes there's just something in the vibration of our spoken word. I invite you to affirm these along with me out loud. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me, multiplied abundantly, and so it is. Thank you. So again, we appreciate you being here, and we want to share a few things with you about what's coming up in this upcoming week. We still have our Spiritual Empowerment Tuesdays at noon. You can join by using this very same Zoom link that you signed in for this Sunday service. You can also find it on the website and in the newsletters. And we also want to mention the class that Rev mentioned earlier. It's called Transforming Fear to Faith. And you actually have two options, Wednesday evening or Thursday morning, beginning this week, August 12th or 13th. So you don't have to go to both of them. You get to choose one or the other. These days, as Rev mentioned earlier, it seems like we're surrounded by an atmosphere of fear, anxiety, and dread. It appears our world is going through great change as we transform into the new normal, whether we like it or not. Change can be difficult, it can be messy, it can be unwanted in many cases. Often the greatest clarity and power comes from looking squarely at fears and transforming them into powerful faith. Matter of fact, that is indeed the time in which our faith is most challenged, and we have the opportunity to call it forward. So this four-week course is an opportunity to do just that. In a safe and supportive group of like-minded people, we invite you to experience the transformative powers of spiritual practice. In this course, you'll have the opportunity to open your heart to the love that fills and surrounds each and every one of us. You'll have the chance to learn a deeper meaning behind the fears that haunt us. Yes, fears actually have a purpose, and there's a deeper meaning for them. Discover spiritual tools that transform fear into faith. Establish relationships that support you in sustaining these practices during and beyond the course. So if that doesn't sound like a course that we all would want to be in, then I don't know what is. So the course will be hosted online via Zoom, as I mentioned earlier, and it'll be our own Reverend Dr. Bob Dean. So choose whether you're going to select the Wednesday or the Thursday. Wednesday nights are from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., beginning this Wednesday, August 12th, August 19th, August 26th, and then September 2nd will be the final. For Thursdays, it's 10 a.m. to 12 noon. August 13th, August 20th, August 27th, and then the final Thursday is September 3rd. The course is $60 and no book is required. And if you need to, as Rev said, please send him an email. Speak to him, speak to one of us, and let us make an arrangement where you can be there one way or another. Also, we want to mention that our adult study prior to Sunday service is returning. So for those of you who want and need and would like a little bit more every Sunday, it'll be led by our own Maya Fuller, practitioner. And so it'll begin at 10 a.m. just preceding the Sunday service. And, you know, it's a great time to kind of get that little deeper root of study and teaching. And so right now we thank Maya, who's one of our practitioners, and we want all of our practitioners to just wave if you're on video screen so that you can see who they are. You can see their names posted in their video box. And we acknowledge them, for these are the individuals who help keep the foundational underpinnings of principle, you know, alive and well, not only within our administration, but throughout our congregation. And so we thank and appreciate our practitioners for the role that they play, the study and the prayer that they use to keep us uplifted. We also want to recognize and acknowledge our board of trustee members. I'm going to invite any of them who are online as well to wave and to say hello. Our board of trustees are guiding and leading this ministry along with our minister to make good decisions on a daily basis. And we, of course, want to thank all of our volunteers. There's so many of you that have done so much over the years. You may be doing a little bit less during this Zoom period, but nonetheless, we appreciate you because we know that there's much, you know, that still needs to be done behind the scenes. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Reverend Bob Dean.
Thank you. A couple of things I just want to add. One is that for the adult study, it was published in the newsletter to come to a different Zoom meeting. However, that doesn't work. So I invite you to come to the same Zoom meeting that you do for Sunday service, and then we'll put you in a private discussion group at that point. So plan on doing that, and we will change that in the newsletter for this week. We learned. This is a learning experience for all of us. I want to thank David for being here with us to do the announcements. He left the beach this morning. He's in California walking on the beach, and he sent me an oh dear and got off the beach and came in time to talk to us. So I hope you have a bathing suit on down there somewhere and are having a great time. That's the joy of this ability to talk to one another all over the world. We can be anywhere. We have people here from all around the country as well. So thank you all for being here. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity. So I'd like to invite you to join me in our closing affirmation. It's our affirmation of life. And this is what we say. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Thank you all. Have a wonderful